Thank you, Chair. We would note that this currently, the first alternative, which we think is preferred, which references an overriding risk instead of consideration of the risk, this first alternative only references two of the considerations in the Arms Trade Treaty in Article 7, and we think there are other relevant considerations such as contributing to or undermining peace and security, facilitating other offenses under international conventions or protocols. And here we're only singling out two, so we think, again, this is a good example of why that savings clause is necessary, or potentially pointing to other considerations that are relevant as well. We would make a minor textual edit to the first alternative and, like I said, get rid of the second alternative. Our edit to the first alternative would just be to get this language in alignment with the ATT, which I think is what the intent was. So that there is an overriding risk that such arms might be used to commit or facilitate a serious violation of international human rights law or serious violations of international humanitarian law. So that would be our edit. That's the language in Article 7. Thank you.